you can't do it all on your own, meaning you have to deal with people. And people run your life. Ooh. Whether it's customers or staff or, like I was just telling Lynette earlier, so she's writing a blog and she was like talking about this young lady who does taxes, right? So I'd imagine, she's like, yo, the young lady helped me. I'm like, cool. I said, but who is it? She's telling me about her. I said, well, we got to be careful who we put on this blog. Why? Because if something happens to where this person on this blog doesn't do right by somebody, you know who they don't look at? They don't look at the person on the blog. They don't look at the person who wrote the blog. They look at David. Mm. David, yo, you led me to this person. There are people in the morning meetup where I'm like, yo, y'all should connect with each other, not you, your person. You should work with this person. I don't say that anymore because when I refer somebody to something, if that doesn't go wrong, guess who they look at for their money back?
First of all, that has happened recently.
What?
And it's happened recently to someone who's affiliated in our circle, both the service provider and the client. They reached out to me. They are like, hey, how do I let David know that somebody connected to him? I paid them for a service and they didn't provide that service. And I'm looking at the email. I'm looking at the DM and I look at my mirror. I look back at the DM and I look at my, because I'm Donnie Dan Wiggins. Why are you calling me about anybody connected to David? I have nothing. I know nothing. I said, you should probably reach out to his support team. He's like, I don't want to look catty. I don't want to be thrown under the bus. I called David because the DMs won't stop.
Now you're in it.
Now I'm in it. I'm invested. Now I got to get to the bottom of it. Did he really pay for a service and he didn't get? And it turns out, yes.
And Dottie calls me.
And I call Dave.
And then I call the parties involved. No, not yet.
Dave is like, what's that about? Because the parties involved was sending me voice notes. So mm-hmm. I couldn't just forward him the voice notes. Right. So Dave calls me and I'm summarizing it in the voice note. He's like, dang. What am I supposed to do about this?
All right, welcome to another edition of the Social Proof Podcast. Entrepreneurship sucks.
Entrepreneurship is trash.
It's trash.
In fact, if you were thinking about becoming an entrepreneur for any reason, you think you're about to get freedom. You're about to be paid all day, every day.
Oh my gosh.
Soft life. Hang it up, throw it away, just go back to work.
Hang it up, throw it away. So me and Donnie are in the studio and we are both just having our feeling about entrepreneurs is one of them days. It doesn't feel good. Give me one thing. Cause you know what? I don't think entrepreneurs, especially us who are kind of like inspirational, I don't think we get a chance to complain enough. And there's something to a good complain session.
There is definitely something to a great complain session. I don't get to complain at all. Like nobody allows it. The people who would allow it would just kind of egg me on. Mm-hmm. And then I'd really be like, everything's closed now. Close it all down. Shut it down. Sell the company, whatever. And the people who I would complain to that might make me feel better won't allow the complaints for long. Like, mm-hmm. And then you just feel guilty. You don't want to. Negative energy is sticky. Yeah. It's magnetic. You don't want to pass that on to anybody else. But let me tell you something today. I am full of complaints.
Yeah, let me ask you though. Let's say, for instance, we did this episode called like 10 Reasons to Quit Entrepreneurship. And I got to ask you because you're an expert at it.
Yeah.
Does this mean that we're manifesting failure?
No, because we are not saying it with the real intent to quit entrepreneurship. Like we're not going to quit entrepreneurship, but you should. Like
you should, for sure.
You should.
You ain't built for this.
You ain't started yet. You know what I mean?
You don't want this.
The whole world, your whole family is not counting on you just yet.
Give me one thing that happened today that somebody else would say, yo, I'm done with this. Or this week. Give me one thing that would have knocked out the regular entrepreneur that happened to you.
Okay. One thing that happened, launched an offer. I'll keep it at that because other people are involved. Launched an offer and had a funnel set up where you're supposed to get tagged, an appropriate tag based on how you purchased, right? And then based on those tags, you get the appropriate emails. Well, turns out that we find out after the fact that whoever created the email, the funnel and the automations messed something up. Okay. Messed something up. I checked the funnels. Everything looked good. I'm not a tech person. This isn't my job. I give you the strategy. I hire the tech person. You do this. Every single person that purchased the offer received the same email, giving them extreme VIP access, even if they only bought standard access to things. So now the way they set the funnel up, I can't just go in and remove the tags from the people. We got to delete the whole list, set it all up. This is another investment, but it's caused such a headache because people are peopling and are already trying to get over. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I'm VIP. No, you're not. No, you're not. Not only that, they also in the funnel somehow allow people who attempted a purchase and their credit card failed to get a confirmation of purchase.
Come on.
Have you
let it out, Donnie? Let it out.
Mind?
Let it out.
Have you lost your mind? I'm thinking record-breaking sales. Look at all of these people registered on the list. Oh, you mean the credit cards were failing and they still got confirmation emails? Yeah, so I had that happening, and it happened this morning as I was getting dressed and preparing for a meeting. I did an in-person meeting, something I never do, with a client, right? I had this bright idea yesterday and I was like, hey, we can meet in person. I'm thinking today is a free day. I'm like, I got time. Somebody else rescheduled on me. We can meet in person. I hop in my car. I'm like, this is 15 minutes away. It took me an hour and 20 minutes to get what would normally be 15 minutes away. Not only that, when I got in my car, I step up on the ledge to get in. I'm in the Tahoe today. I step up on the ledge to get in the car, smack my head so hard. Now I have a headache. Okay? Now I have a headache and I am in this client meeting. I don't have time because we're already mad late due to the traffic. I can't stop and get any headache medicine. This migraine is brewing. I am stressed from these transactions. I have hit my head an hour and 20 minutes in traffic. I am annoyed because I was supposed, luckily I left early enough. I was supposed to go get food before the meeting. Couldn't get food. So I'm in the meeting, frustrated. I got bad emails going out that I hadn't been able to even address yet. I got a headache brewing. It's a migraine now. I am starving. And you want top dollar strategy. Top dollar strategy. And 10 minutes before arriving at my destination, Dave sends me a message. Hey, we said we were going to record today, an off day. We said we were going to record today at 2:30, right?
First off, don't say off day. What? Don't say it as if it's something else.
No. This is not our normal recording day.
It's not, but a few days ago, we confirmed.
Okay, so if we're doing that, supposed to...
Hold on. Before you do this, did you go through the receipts?
Yeah. We were definitely confirmed.
Okay.
But if you remember the day that Melon and Money came to do their podcast, we were confirmed for that day too.
And no, we weren't. No, we weren't.
What?
No, we weren't. No, we
what?
Weren't. Because we couldn't do it.
No. No, we were confirmed.
We weren't confirmed, honey.
Yes, we were.
Anyway, keep going with your
No, it would have to be Friday. Okay, bet. Afternoon, I'm dead at 12:30. 2:30, yes.
Where are you seeing that at?
This is here. I don't know.
Let me see. No, it would have to be bet. After I'm done 12:30. 2:30, I'd rather... We didn't. There's no confirmation. What are you talking about?
It is absolutely.
No, there's not a confirmation.
No, I said.
You said, no, it would have to be Friday. Okay, but afternoon, I'm done at 12:30. 2:30? I'd rather document the...
We were absolutely confirmed. Anywho, so I'm 10 minutes away from the meeting thinking, okay, as soon as I'm done here, I'm going to get some food, man. I'm going to get some food and some medicine. Dave sends the message. Hey, real quick, we are confirmed for 2:30 today.
No, you didn't say that. You said...
No, to myself.
No.
To myself,
okay.
Before I responded.
Gotcha.
To myself, I'm like, today? And I'm like, gosh darn it. So I send him a voice note back and I'm like, yikes. this is not on my calendar. I can still do it, but it would have to be at 3 instead of.
The real reply was, I forgot to put it on my calendar, which is okay.
Yeah, I forget stuff all the time.
For sure. It's just the way you framed it. It's not on my calendar. So
no, I said, I totally forgot to put this on my calendar. I can still do it. I'm headed to another meeting, but it'll have to be 3 instead of 2:30. Dave, I'm hoping that the response comes back like,
I knew it. That's why. I've been through that like many times. Like you say something and you're hoping that the other person just cancels.
I'm hoping that he's like, this isn't going to work for me. And so then he's like, where's my earring? Oh my God, now I've lost an earring.
Yo, you're manifesting bad stuff.
Oh my God. These are
no, here's the thing. You had it on. It's right here somewhere.
No, I have this one on.
No, you had it on. I'm just saying, I was just looking at it. Okay. You've had it on. So it's here. It's not like you lost it anywhere.
Whatever. So let me just take the other one off.
Today is getting weirder and weirder.
So he asks, like, is this a confirmed 3? And I'm like, well, the traffic on my way here was something ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So it just really depends on the traffic. I'm thinking that's absolutely going to be a cancellation. Not with this guy. Okay, I'll wait. So here we are. We still have a headache. I am still starving, still haven't eaten.
Just lost your earring.
Just lost my earring. People still probably getting confirmation emails. Don't be an entrepreneur.
Just save yourself right now, okay? Just
save yourself.
We're going to go through some reasons why you shouldn't be an entrepreneur. And here's the cool thing. I go to schools, right? And I'll tell the kids, I try to talk them out of entrepreneurship because it's hard, it's tough, it's frustrating. Not only do you have to like manage yourself, you have to manage other people. And not only, I'm not just talking about other people on your team, you got to manage the people that are your customers. And when your customer doesn't like something, you have to fix it. And especially if you work with somebody and it was somebody else's fault that the customer had that bad experience, guess who takes the hit? I still take the hit. I still paid the person to make the mistake. This is terrible. And I'll spend maybe 20, 30 minutes on why they just need a job. Now, some of the kids, I can get them to agree with me. They're like, yo, I don't want to do none of that. Like, I'm going to get a good job. And I'm like, yo, congratulations. Now, for the kids that I can't talk out of entrepreneurship, those are going to be millionaires. When they hear all of the stuff that happens and they say, nope, that's what I want. That's what I signed up for. The alternative is worse than all the things I'm going to have to get to all the things I'm going to have to go through. I'm still going to be it. Those are the ones I mentor. Those are the ones that I'm coaching. Those are the ones that I like to pull closer and say, all right, you already have a warning. Because in people's minds, they think this idea is going to take off. We're going to make millions. Everyone's going to love it. They say stupid stuff like, oh, the product sells itself.
This is a no-brainer.
It's always a brainer.
It's always a brainer. The brainer is always involved, okay? The brainer is always involved.
For sure. All right. So let's just get into the list. Reasons you shouldn't be entrepreneurship. I'll start. 1, because it's hard. It's just really, really, really hard. There's so many elements of the hard, right? But chill out, Reese. There's so many elements of it. 1, sometimes it's hard. There's some people that it's hard to get started.
Yeah.
Because in your head, you want it to all work right.
Mm-hmm.
But it never gets perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go through this cycle of, I can't get started because it's not perfect yet, but you don't know that it's not going to be perfect, but you keep thinking it's going to be perfect. So you just keep this little cycle going.
Mm-hmm.
Did you change the color, Reese? I don't know what that was. Now we're blue. We'll take the blue.
We're definitely blue. But this whatever. It's a blue day.
It's one of those days.
It's definitely one of those days.
So, while Donnie tries to find her earring.
Found my earring.
See? So, some people it's hard to get started.
Yes.
And I want you to talk about the next part. Business is tough, all right? And you have to keep your brain focused on the main thing by limiting distractions. But let me show you how business works. I'll give you some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, and delivering products or services, the more margins you have,
and the more money you get to keep. But with higher expenses on materials and employees and distribution and borrowing money, of course, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything is more expensive these days, y'all. From food to employees to systems, inflation is going crazy. So it behooves you, it'd be wise to find proven ways to cut costs and boost performance all at the same time. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof.
Part, which some people, okay, it's hard to get started. And then it's, after you get started, you got to get momentum. That's hard.
Oh, momentum is, first of all, let me just tell you this.
Why don't you take that off? Because you took that one off. Oh, you put another one on.
Both back on.
It's one of them days. So it's one and there's some people that are watching right now that are saying we've manifested your earring falling off.
Listen, okay, today is not the day to try it. momentum. Entrepreneurship will expose how little influence you actually have.
For sure.
Yo, we about to do this webinar. It's about to be 1,500 people on there. Crazy. This is about to go crazy. We got 3 weeks to market. I got 10,000 people on my email list. This is a no-brainer.
No-brainer. It sells itself.
Sells itself. It never sells itself. And it's always a brainer. You fool around with that mindset and you have 12 people on your webinar. Right. Right. And only two of them stay till the end.
And none of them buy the offer.
And none of them buy the offer. Yeah, momentum is tricky because it comes in spurts. Like, you will get 5 people on your email list as a beginner entrepreneur in one day and think, oh, wow, this is growing. And then you could turn around and have 3 weeks where nobody joins your email list. Small activity as an entrepreneur will give you the false hope that momentum has brewed. The world knows about you. Mm. You are popping. You ain't popping yet.
You ain't popping yet.
Even when you're popping, you ain't popping. Yep. Right? Like, there's always, in terms of momentum, something that could have been better. We could have done more. More people could have come. We wanted to do this in a day, and it took a week. We wanted to do this in a month, and it took a quarter. Like,
yeah. So it's hard to start for some people.
It is hard
to start.
Some people
get over that. Mm-hmm. Then it's hard to get momentum. But
is that number two? Is still
no. That's this okay. Is like 1B.
Okay.
1A, hard to start. 1B, hard to get momentum. But the people who start and get momentum, 1C, is it's hard to keep the momentum.
Hard to keep the momentum. Like, you have to constantly, I don't even know that it's constantly reinventing yourself, because you don't have to do that, but you do have to, especially if you're a personal brand, any kind of brand, you have to constantly be aware of your relevancy. You have to stay relevant. So, you know, a vehicle, an automobile brand, those cars have to stay relevant. You have to keep up with the times. You have to keep up with ever-changing technology. Personal brands, you have to stay relevant. You have to stay in people's faces. You have to continue to demonstrate that you are an authority. That's one of the hardest parts about building a personal brand. Whereas, like, with a regular business brand that's not a personal brand, it's product-based or something, a lot of times you can have teams in place to make sure, you know, you don't have to be there for a content shoot for the new car that you've released, mm-hmm. or the new vehicle that your company has dropped for this year. You don't have to do anything. You hear about it later. You see the reports later. But if new content has to be created, you have to show up. You have to look good. You have to know your stuff. You've got to be ready. You got to deliver in a way that connects. Like, everything just has to make sense.
Yep. Yo, we got this podcast. It's dope. But we both know that it's because we've got momentum and we're keeping the momentum. But if we want to keep the momentum, we've got to keep working.
We got
to
keep.
You have to go from the airport, drive hours and change to come on this podcast and talk about why this stuff sucks.
It wasn't even rush hour. When I leave here, it's going to be rush hour traffic.
100%.
Oh my gosh.
It's hard. Yo, and keeping momentum. There's so many elements in keeping momentum. One, it's maybe you got to keep your content fresh, right? Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's stuff that you can't even control. The season changed.
The season changed. You're running a seasonal business. The cold weather, the rain, all of it affects your brand. How do you keep momentum during those peaks, those down peaks? Or how do you multiply your normal momentum to kind of account for a down peak? And one of the companies I coach, Jared, with the snowball business, like, we are about to enter his season of downward momentum. Mm-hmm. This is just statistically for the last 3 years, what happens somewhere between November and January. And so, you know, what do you do? Do you, as a business owner, you have to look at your trends and say, hey, we know that our down cycle is coming. So that means that the other 9 months of the year, we've got to increase momentum that way. Mm-hmm. And you should figure out, well, if we're not selling ice in the winter, which you do, just not at the same rate that you sell it in the summer. If you're not selling ice in the winter, what else can we do with this brand to keep momentum up, right? Sure. To stay aware and top of mind and still generate revenue for the business.
What about in the summertime when it's a lot of momentum, but a big competitor moves across the street from
me? That happened to him too.
All right, listen, every single week, every episode, you hear me talking about the morningmeetup.com. It's the community. Let me show you what's happening here. Every single morning, Monday through Friday, there's 400 plus people on a Zoom call, right? We're learning, we're talking, we're growing together. And this is you. There's all these people here. It's all these people in the morning meetup. Hundreds of people reading books, growing. We get together quarterly. It's amazing. And for some reason, you just keep looking at, just go to themorningmeetup.com and get in the circle. And then you'll be like way happier. Just themorningmeetup.com. Let's get back to the episode.
Big competitor.
No, there's nothing you did wrong either. It's like,
you did nothing. What happens is somebody else caught wind of your momentum and said, oh, we're cashing in. He's already proven the concept. This guy's got great momentum. This girl's got great momentum. I'm going to put the same ice company right down the street and try to capitalize on his market. The same person who sees your course flying off the shelf, your mentorship flying off the shelf. Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking about your results. You're posting about your $1 million month, your $1 million day, your $5,000 day. And then you wonder how your friend or somebody you knew that you thought would never do that to you starts a business just like yours. And now, not only do you have to keep momentum, you got to make sure they don't steal any of yours, because your energy has been impacted. You bothered. Yep. Every single day you drive into work and you see that other company. Every time you get on Instagram, you see all their content that you should have been creating.
Segue into number two.
Number two.
Emotionally draining.
Oh my God.
Yo, real quick. Okay. So before we get into that, because you can touch on that. What do you do? No, okay. Let's jump in. No, I want to jump into it now. What do you do when things are going well, right? Yo, you got some momentum. Money's coming in. But you have so much demand that you got to like staff up. You got to bring people on. Mm-hmm. So you're bringing people on to meet this need. But then things get slow.
Now you got to look at these people. These people looking back at you. You looking at your bank account to see how much money you got in the operating account. The people looking look at you while you're looking.
Hold on, go to my camera. Go to my camera.
Like, you looking back at your phone. So now I'm looking at the people, right? Yes. You looking at the people.
Right.
Reese, the people looking back at you.
Right.
You look at your phone.
Come on, Reese. All right, cool. I'm looking at my phone, looking at the account.
At your phone. I look at Dottie. It's really intense. It's a lot of silence happening in this mug right now. Shans, I want to know, like, what we doing? I notice that sales are down right now. Is my job good? You look back at your phone. Then you look at me. I look at you. It's an awkward stare off. We both turn away.
So we have some people recording in the other room, and somehow Marcus, who manages the events bookings, he's changing the lights for them. That's why it came blue, because they was trying to make it blue here, but he doesn't realize we're recording here, and it just ruined.
Yep. So we had, notice how we had momentum building up in the episode. While we were talking about momentum, we just had heavy momentum building in the episode with our role play. Yeah. And then the lights happened. And now we've got to build this momentum.
We got to build it back.
But the emotional aspect, yes, this number is number two. The emotional aspect of it, like, seriously, when you've got heavy momentum and then it drops, you're seasonal. It's whatever, for whatever reason, your momentum drops. You've got this staff and you're feeling sick to your stomach because you either let people go or you take the major L. Mm. And you can't really afford to take the major L because your expenses just to operate, period, are pretty high. Yeah. So you need, during this down cycle right now, this stale moment that you're in, you need all the revenue. You need all of that.
Yeah. I mean, it. Let me ask you this question, Dottie. Would you rather be successful and have to go back to being unsuccessful, or never have been successful?
I don't want either of those situations.
But let me, like, just emotionally, imagine. Okay.
So, because I have been successful and then lost it all and built it up, because I already know that if that happened, I'm just going to build it all over again. I'm familiar with that. I cannot imagine a life of never having been successful. Mm. I just can't. I would be miserable. I don't know if I would survive a life in which I felt like I was a failure. Mm. I don't know. That probably would take me out.
But being successful, then having to come back down, it's an emotional roller coaster.
It is.
I had executive director. I was top of the compensation plan for a prepaid legal for like 2 months. And everybody's, and I'm like the youngest executive director in Georgia. You know what I mean? And I'm popping. Lit. People see me. I'm at the meeting. I get to go to the front of the room every day. Every time there's a meeting, I get to go to the front as an executive director, baggy suit, looking crazy.
Youngest in the building.
Youngest in the building. This guy's successful. And I got a team of people who are looking to me because I'm successful. I'm teaching them to do exactly what I just did. Well, I mean, I had to go back and work at Olive Garden. Because I
fell out of rank.
Fell out of rank. And all the chargebacks hit and I just don't have any money. The embarrassment of every day working at the Olive Garden, thinking that somebody from those meetings were going to show up.
Ooh.
I feel like a fraud.
Yes.
I feel like I have to come up with some sort of weird explanation on why I'm bringing you extra salad right now. When I'm executive director, I'm making a ton of money. You know how they edify you. Mm-hmm. Guy's making a ton of money. I wasn't making a ton of money. I'm going to make whatever you give me.
Then your story has to go from, yeah, you know, but it's so easy just working from home. I got to get out of the house and meet people. This is my recruiting strategy right here. I'm just working at the Olive Garden so I can meet more people and recruit faster. That's how I'm an ED in the first place.
One hit wonder. Yo, they lit.
Yeah.
All over, on top of the world.
Yep. That one t-shirt design took off.
Took off.
Everybody wearing it. You've seen it in the airport. You're seeing it in people's content all over the internet. And then you drop a follow-up design.
That makes you so emotionally distraught.
Because you know how to, at this point, you've proven that you know what type of t-shirt is going to be a banger.
Yeah.
So now you're invested in the second design.
Or you got lucky.
You got lucky. Either way, you drop the second offer, drop the second product, the second course, the follow-up. Nobody buys.
I don't know. I would rather take a longer time to be successful than be successful and not know how I got there.
Well, that wasn't the question.
You're right.
Yeah, that wasn't the question. It was, or not have success at all. That part's not
obvious. But you know those people that always talk about the glory days, and you had one glory day.
Yo, if I don't want to hear about your glory day from 20 years ago.
Yeah, talking about a dude that was like super popular in high school. Y'all remember I used to get all them touchdowns. You're like, yo, bro, you're 40.
We know a lot of them. Okay, why are we, you're 40 still talking about the high school touchdown.
Yeah, do you sure you want to be an entrepreneur? Are you sure?
Are you positive? How about
it's this? Emotional.
Number three, the lack of consistent income. The money is not consistent.
Yeah.
Whatsoever.
That check come every Friday. Get a job, yo.
Yeah.
Every Friday, you know what your check's gonna be. That's why you go to the manager. My check is a little short. It's 30. I work 80 hours and y'all got me at 77 hours. I need my three hours
or I'm not coming back from lunch. I'm not doing any work in here until somebody fixes my check. Typically, your check is on the way. If there's an accounting error, they have UPS that. Send it by courier. You know that your check is coming.
Yeah.
If my check doesn't hit, still got to get up and go to work.
Still got to get up. As an entrepreneur, you still got to grind. If nobody's buying, you have to work. It's not like you can just wait for it to come.
Yo, you got to work harder when nobody is buying. You got to wake up earlier, stay up later. You got to put in more strategy. You got to take more meetings, have a couple accountability conversations you probably didn't have to have. You got to study harder. Like, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
The amount of work that you have to do when nobody is buying.
I'm so glad we're talking about this because we are setting some expectations for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Look at me. Mm-hmm. We're setting expectations for you because all of these things that we're talking about are going to happen. Money. It's so difficult to manage money that comes sporadically. Mm-hmm.
Listen, family, Black representation in media is vital, okay? If we don't use our voice, we lose our voice in radio, television, print, etc. I remember listening to Arsenio Hall back in the day. I remember watching Oprah. I remember hearing these Black voices in media, and it made me always want to be a part of it. The next generation, however, of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. And in the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths, okay? I'm checking out NPR, and I believe they have the real. The hosts understand the assignment and are telling the real stories of the Black experience. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story, obviously, but now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and as Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Is your check coming every week or twice a week? So you might get some money, but now you actually have to figure out what part of this money is expenses and which part of this money is profit.
Because let me tell you something, the $30,000 that you made this month, the $3,000 that you made this month, that's not your money.
Yeah, I ain't sure.
You haven't earned that. You haven't earned that. That was the price of your product. Mm-hmm. Times the number of products that you sold. Mm-hmm. But what about the commission payout that you have to make to your sales team?
Yep.
What about the systems that you have to pay to market that product? What about all the people you have on payroll? What about your office expenses? What about all these costs that you have associated to selling this one item? At the end of the day, that $3,000 that you thought you made from selling five courses, mm-hmm, ends up being more like $987.
For sure. But that paycheck for the $5,000 you got that month, You worked the hours. You earned it. You deserve it. It don't even cost you nothing but time to make it.
Yeah,
so it's not like you got to put anything back into it. It's not like you take the check and put money back into the job. Mm-hmm. You get to keep the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. First of all, you don't get to keep the whole thing. Because let me just tell you, the $3,000 that I was talking about, off top, $1,200 belongs to the IRS.
Off
top! Off top. $1,200 of every $3,000 you make belongs to the IRS. Okay? Yep. So you're doing all this work. Uncle Sam wasn't up shooting with you in the gym.
Right.
They weren't up doing these strategy calls. They weren't tweaking systems and figuring out where the problem was, but they still want their money.
100%.
And in order for you to even figure out how to save and avoid paying some of that money, you got to have money to hire a professional to tell you how to save money.
But your paycheck, they take it out for you. You don't got to worry about it.
You don't have to worry about it.
And you get money back every March.
Every March you get money back. But don't fool around and have an emergency and you got to go to the doctor.
As an entrepreneur?
Benefits?
Come on, man.
What? Hold on. The $8,369 that they take out of your check every 2 weeks?
Just pull up.
Just pull up. You unlimited doctor's visits. Unlimited. But when you are paying the $275 out-of-pocket just visit before the x-rays, before the extra tests, before the prescriptions, and if you do have insurance, okay, that same $8,369 that you would pay biweekly as an as an employee becomes like $400 a month.
Easy.
If you're single.
Yeah, right.
Don't need the baby to have some coverage.
Yo, keep right? that job, man. And, go to the hospital. And, go get your teeth cleaned.
You go from like a 90% coverage as an employee to like 60%, 70% as an entrepreneur. Look, the financial component, you just don't, it's not what you think it is. And for the people who are making the kind of money that is actually admirable and desirable, first, most people always quote their pre-tax revenue. Okay. Second, the amount of work that you have to do to make this money, I'm just going to be real. Like, it don't always feel worth it. It doesn't always feel worth it. Like, if it could be, if there was an easier route for me to take, I would absolutely sign up for it. Like, if somebody presented me an easier way to make the income that I make, I'm not going to, and it still is an entrepreneur, I'm not going to say, nah, I'd rather just keep working this hard. Mm. And even with me, like, most of my work days, I don't work 7 days a week. Most of my days now are down to like, I probably work 3 days a week, 4 hours a day, if I'm being real, right? And then I use the other 2 weekdays to allow like my clients if they need a reschedule or if I just want to spend a little extra time with them. Like I end up filling it up, but my commitment is like 3 days a week, 4 hours a day in work that I actually have to show up for. So that doesn't even sound like hard work. Mm-hmm. But guys, I like coach clients and build strategy and sales teams and systems. And the amount of thought execution that's required for me is draining and exhausting. It's draining and exhausting. The amount of reading that we have to do, documentary watching, case studies that we, to be able to deliver this kind of information on the Social Proof podcast. Like people think we just show up and talk. And to a blind eye, it looks like that. Yeah. We just show up and talk. Do you know how much we read? Do you know how many audiobooks we listen to? Do you know how many questions we're asking people about strategies that are working for them? This is a nonstop situation. You ready for that?
To come up here, you know how many times I got punched in the face to be able to deliver the stuff the stuff we're talking about right now came from us being punched in the face over and over and over and over and over and over and over again for us to come on here and say, hey, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I remember this was maybe 2000. I still had a job, but I was a business owner as well. I'm an entrepreneur as well. And I'm arguing with my friend. My friend does manual labor at this point. I mean, like he's working in a warehouse, like putting boxes. It's like just heavy labor. So he comes home and he's drained. And I was explaining to him that mental work is way more exhausting than physical work.
What?
But he could, we literally had an argument for 30 minutes. He's like, yo, there's no way. All you do is got to figure something out and think. I'm like, yo, after thinking through everything that I have to do. So I'm working my job and I'm obviously it's draining, but the hardest part is me figuring out a strategy on how I'm going to make my next dollar. And that's the kind of stuff that puts me to sleep. That's the stuff that says, yo, I need a break.
Need a break. You know, it's interesting, and I think what you're saying is absolutely true. The mental work is more exhausting than physical work.
100%.
Let me also paint this picture for you. You can think yourself into pain. So you spending hours thinking on a thing, suddenly you have a headache. Suddenly your back hurts, your whole body hurts. You get up from that computer, you get up from that meeting that you were in, you're walking away and you're noticing you just got body aches all over. It required no physical exertion of energy from you whatsoever. You can think, your mind is so powerful. Your mind, physical pain is a direct reflection of the amount of physical output that you put in. You hit your hand's gonna be sore. You bump your knee is gonna be sore. The kind of pain that comes from mental fatigue, you don't get to tell it where to go. You don't get to control it. There's typically not a medicine that will work to solve the pain or the problem of that pain. Usually what's required is rest.
And depending
on where you are as an entrepreneur, rest isn't always an option. Right. Which brings me to point number four. The freedom and flexibility that you think you have as an entrepreneur does not exist for most entrepreneurs. Nah. Imagine being on a vacation. You're on the tropical beaches of the world. Somebody's son has brought you a nice tropical beverage.
Come on, talk about it.
You've got the umbrella at the top of your drink. Somebody's You're relaxing son. On the beach. The wind is blowing. The waves are crashing. Everything is perfect. And you're getting a phone call back to back to back to back. And you're finally like, this must be important. Let me answer it. You answer the phone. You've left someone in charge. They know what to do. They know how to handle the sales team. They know how to handle a customer service complaint. They know how to give access if somebody has made a mistake. But this call is a call that says your entire website has gone down.
You can't say I'll handle it Monday.
It's a Saturday morning. The person in Pakistan that you hired to do it is not available. The person you left in charge doesn't have an alternative. You now have to start making some phone calls. You're on the tropical island. Your significant other or your vacation bae is looking at you. You looking back at them. You looking at your phone, taking this phone call. You pull up your laptop. You looking at your system that has crashed. You look back at vacation bae. Mm-hmm. Look back. I know I promised you that there was going to be no work on this
get
trip.
Get into the promise.
I look back at the phone. I know I told you that I wasn't going to pull out my laptop, but I'm looking back at my computer. I know I told you I wasn't going to answer a call, but I'm looking at the phone and it's ringing again. And she's telling me that people are now saying they can't access their system. Hey, 5 chargebacks have come in for this $1,200 program. I'm looking back at you though, because I promised you, babe, I need an hour. Give me an hour.
Yo, you know when this doesn't happen? When you got a job.
When you got a job.
Because you put in for the work. Yo, I'm not going to be available this time. They don't even call you. Your manager handles it.
When I'm off. If the system crashes, there's a backup plan. Y'all not paying me for that. I don't respond. But now what happens is this freedom and flexibility that I thought I had, vacation bay is looking back at me. I got to step away for 2 hours because the Wi-Fi signal is bad on the beach. I got to go back to the room. I'm going to see you at dinner, though. We're going to dinner for sure. Now, vacation bay got an attitude the whole time.
Yep.
This is something else you got to deal with. You got to deal with your system being down, the panic that you were in to get it back up, the customers who were ticked off. And now vacation bae, spouse, significant other, child is looking up to you in utter disappointment because it feels like you've prioritized your business because all your free time that you thought you had goes back to this dang on business.
Hold on, we missed a word. It seems like you've prioritized your business
over your family.
Again.
Again.
They're looking at you with disgust because it always happens.
Disgust. And it never fails. It's not until I make the agreement, like, yep, tonight's date night, nothing can happen that I am going to pull my phone out for.
Listen, if I was going to teach you how to make $1 million, would you give me $10,000? Like, if I had a course teach you how to make $1 million a year positive, you're going to make $1 million, would you give me $10,000? Of course you would. It's no brainer, right? So in a calendar year, we make 7 figures with the podcast. But there's 21 things that I extracted from that that you're going to need to launch a podcast. But I only got time to give you 3 right now. One is you need a distribution platform. The distribution platform is what you upload your podcast to. That platform sends it to Spotify, Apple, Google Play, so that your supporters can actually listen to your podcast. You're also going to need a microphone. You need a really good microphone so it's crispy audio. And 3, you need an income strategy. This is not necessarily a hobby, unless you're going to make it a hobby, but I can teach you how I made the 7 figures with these 21 things. Now, the good news is you don't have to give me $10,000. My ebook is only $37, okay? So listen, go to podcastebook.com and get the 21 things that you need. And I can explain it in detail, all the things that you need, okay? Podcastebook.com. Let's get to the episode.
Soon as I get picked up, as soon as I get in the car, phone is going dumb.
Right.
Everybody needs something and it's all urgent. It's all urgent. Clients need something. Their system has crashed. Their webinar didn't work. Their something didn't happen. Their webinar jam has failed and I need a backup option. We're in the middle of a webinar right now. Mm. And you can't tell your client, I'm off the clock. Not in the middle of their emergency. Your client's emergency is your emergency.
100%. Oh man. I think we're on 5.
I think this is about to be 5.
5. Man, you can't do it all on your own, meaning you have to deal with people. And people run your life.
Ooh.
Whether it's customers or staff or, like, I was just telling Lynette earlier, so she's writing a blog and she was like talking about this young lady who does taxes, right? So I'd imagine, she's like, yo, the young lady helped me. I'm like, cool. I said, but who is it? She's telling me about her. I said, well, we got to be careful who we put on this blog. Why? Because if something happens to where this person on this blog doesn't do right by somebody, you know who they don't look at? They don't look at the person on the blog. They don't look at the person who wrote the blog. They look at David. You led me to this person. There are people in the morning meetup where I'm like, yo, y'all should connect with each other, not you, your person. You should work with this person. I don't say that anymore because when I refer somebody to something, if that doesn't go wrong, guess who they look at for their money back?
First of all, that has happened recently.
What?
And it's happened recently to someone who's affiliated in our circle. Both the service provider and the client, they reached out to me. They are like, hey, how do I let David know that somebody connected to him? I paid them for a service and they didn't provide that service. And I'm looking at the email. I'm looking at the DM and I look at my mirror. I look back at the DM and I look at my, because I'm Donnie Damn Wiggins. Why are you calling me about anybody connected to David? I have nothing. I know nothing. I said, you should probably reach out to his support team. He's like, I don't want to look catty. I don't want to be thrown under the bus. I called David because the DMs won't stop.
Now you're in it.
Now I'm in it. I'm invested. Now I got to get to the bottom of it. Did he really pay for a service and he didn't get? And it turns out, yes.
And Dottie calls me.
And I call Dave.
And then I call the...
What's up, podcaster or soon-to-be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th, 2 full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now, but hold on. Because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off. But if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you No, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code BIGDEAL, that triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code Big Deal at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code Big Deal.
Party's no, not yet. David's like, what's that about? Because the party involved was sending me voice notes, so mm-hmm. I couldn't just forward him the voice notes. Right. So Dave calls me and I'm summarizing it in the voice note. He's like, dang, what am I supposed to do about this? And I asked the guy, does this have anything to do with Dave's offer directly? No, it's somebody that's connected to him though. Well, I'm not sure Dave can do anything about it. And because he kept having a rebuttal, I'm like, let me just let Dave know. And Dave was like, dang. So I wonder what that's about. And then you ended up reaching out.
I wound up reaching out. Then I'm going back and forth, back and forth. You know when this doesn't happen? If somebody has an issue. So as I'm working at the Cheesecake Factory, there's an issue and the food is made wrong, mm-hmm. right? I take the food back, right? And when someone... if they don't like it, it is not to their normal standard. They're not even looking at me because they know that I didn't cook it. You know what they don't look at? They don't even look at the cook that cooked it. They're looking for the manager.
Where's the manager?
They're looking for the manager. But no one ever looks for the owner of the business because it's a big company, right? They look for the manager. And the manager don't care. He's like, yo, I'll take it off your bill. They're happy. Managers, everybody's happy except for the owner who has to eat that cost. And it just doesn't happen that way. Mm-hmm. So like you are responsible. Reese, how many people do we have to like give refunds and get money back because we messed up? And it's not even, Reese will tell you, Reese done messed up a couple times. And I'm like, all right,
we'll just give them their money back.
I take the L. I I still got to pay Reese. You know what I mean? So,
he still tried to execute his. That's the thing.
For sure. 100%.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's just a part of the process. I'm just like, all right, cool. And then I have to look back at myself and say, okay, well, what system do I need to put in place so that Reese doesn't have to deal with this anymore?
Yep.
Or we both just had a learning lesson and I just started to turn everything positive now that we know, right? The little webinar joint, right? We did. We like, and Reese never claimed to be a webinar, a live streamer.
Is this the one that I was?
Yeah. He never claimed to be a live streamer, right? So it, we don't know. He don't know what's going on. I don't really know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know why it comes out like that. I don't know.
But I'm on site that day and I'm taking the hit. You told me to do this here.
100%.
Oh my God. I'm not telling anybody to do anything. Here's a list of 25 options. Pick one. Pick one. I'm done. I am done. But brings me to point number six. You have to pay anyway. You got to pay anyway. When you have a product, a service, any type of offer that you are putting out there, whether you're launching it or it's already launched and you are selling it this week, you get zero sales in the launch, in your normal sales strategy, your operations person, your assistant, the marketing team who built the funnel, the ads team who's running the funnel, your customer service team, all those people still got to get paid. You got to pay anyway. 100%. Whether the idea works or not, the people on your team who you've hired to help you with this still have to get paid.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You got to pay it. What you going to do?
Yo, wait. And then this is six. We're on six? That was 6A. You got to pay anyway. 6B, you got to perform anyway. You got to perform anyway. Webinar lit. This is a no-brainer. Everybody showing up.
It sounds like
500 of these of 10,000. I just need 10,000 people to show up. 500 people gonna buy. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make $1 million, $2,000 per purchase. 12 people show up. One person buys. Mm-hmm. You're on this webinar selling this group deal. Oh, we're going to be in this group. I'm only taking 100 of you guys. I am only taking 100 of you guys. There's not 100 people on the list. You sell one. You show up for the first Zoom meeting. You're looking at the one person who showed up late. They're looking back at you like, where's everybody else? You look back at the Zoom screen. You're looking at the participant list. Let's see if there's anybody waiting in the waiting room. You know nobody's waiting in the waiting room because nobody else bought it.
Yeah.
But this person still needs what you sold them. You got to perform anyway.
Anyway.
When it's embarrassing,
mm-hmm.
when it's humbling,
yep.
when it looks like it's not working.
Got to show up.
You got to show up and perform anyway.
You can take sick days with your job.
Ooh.
You actually... Sometimes you get a couple, like you get at least two no call, no shows.
Mm-hmm.
You can always come up with some, yo, my flat tire. I got sick.
Mm.
I got to take my kids so-and-so. Like PTO. Paid days off.
As an entrepreneur, you've got to give PTO.
Let's go to seven. You have to invest.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the phrase, you get what you pay for.
For sure.
How much did you pay to get your job? Nothing? Great. That's why you don't get much. You get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have to pay for it, it's not going to be that valuable. But if you want to grow, you have to pay to grow. If you want your business to grow, you have to pay.
Yeah.
Not only for more inventory, more... ads, more promotion, you have to pay to invest in yourself so that you have the ability to actually execute. So before you make a dime, you have to continue to invest. It's going to seem like more going out than coming in, but for a lot to come in, a lot has to go out first. So what do? You've got to invest.
For
a job, you don't have to invest. They give you your uniform.
Yep.
For the most part, like they give it to you.
They give it to you.
Yeah, like you don't have to, they train you. They pay somebody to come, while I was working at a Cheesecake Factory, they pay the staff trainer to train us for 2 weeks. They paid us and fed us and paid the trainer to train us on how to make money. But this whole time, I'm still making money because they still pay.
Our training costs $50,000.
Yep.
We want to learn a new skill set. We want to promote ourselves and our company because mm-hmm. there's no promotion from anybody else. It's a promotion from ourselves.
Yeah.
We want to refine our skill set so that we can promote ourselves. We go and find a mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
We invest 50 grand, 20 grand, 100 grand, 10 grand. And sometimes you got to do two or three of them in the same month.
Oh, for sure.
Invest. That was seven?
That was seven.
Brings me to number eight.
Let's close it out with eight because then we got to talk to the people that we couldn't talk out of.
We got to close it to nine. We got to close it at nine.
Okay.
I got two. They're both very
just
important.
Get off your chest. Okay. Yes.
Two very important. Number eight, there are no trophies and rewards. You go to work. You do a good job. You're the top salesperson for that month. You get acknowledged in the team.
You get a pin.
You get a pin. You get a bonus on your check. Mm. You do something great. You go. You're the top student. You're the top employee. People are waiting to give you a certificate. They're waiting to acknowledge you. The company email goes out to the whole company, letting everybody know what you've done. You've earned yourself a plaque on the wall.
A plaque. Employee of the month.
You are employee of the month. You kill it as an entrepreneur. Crickets. You want your spouse or your significant other to congratulate you, but they don't even understand what you did in the first place. They have no concept to measure. They thought you were killing it the whole time.
Right.
Shouldn't you have been killing it? There are no rewards and participation trophies. And that's really important because people love to be acknowledged. Mm-hmm. They love to see their name trending, their name highlighted. And unless you are hiring the graphic designer yourself to create your own award and recognition, which we do all the time, mm-hmm. Social Proof Podcast hit 1 million views. Nobody else pointed that out to us. Dave saw it, took his own screenshot, made his own post.
Nobody gave us a cake or nothing. Like, nobody celebrated. They said, in the comments, congratulations, but nobody, like, surprised.
Let's do a celebration dinner. In fact, we're about to do a celebration dinner.
We're going
to
do a celebration
dinner. This weekend.
This weekend? What day?
Let's just do it Sunday. Let's do a celebration dinner Sunday for 1 million views. I'm going to order the cake, damn it. I'm ordering the cake.
A celebratory dinner. Gosh. You know what's crazy, though? So when you do something right, especially as a team, when you do something right, the team did something right. You got to point out the person that did the right thing. When things don't go right, it wasn't their fault. It was mine. Mm-hmm. there is no... If you're looking for accolades, get a job.
Crush
it at the job. Because they have to acknowledge you, right? Because they want you to continue to crush it. So... You'll get your just due. You'll get your celebration. They'll clap it up for you. What's number nine?
Number nine, don't be an entrepreneur because you think Instagram is real life.
That's it.
You think that the picture that we've painted on Instagram is how it is all mm-hmm. the time. You've got this false perception that it's always about Lamborghinis and Bentleys and Ferraris and private jets. Those are content creation pieces.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That wasn't even my car.
I just posted a photo of myself in front of a Ferrari, a red Ferrari at that. Mm. You guys, I would personally never purchase a red car, just an FYI, okay? Mm. I'm standing in front of this red Ferrari, but because I've got on like some really nice clothes, everybody in the comments are congratulating me. That's a dope car. Oh my God, congratulations. Our friend Justin, New Age CEO, congratulations, sis. I'm like, what are they congratulating me for? Posting? Because this ain't my car.
This ain't my car.
The red Ferrari is not my car. And everybody is going crazy about this red Ferrari. Oh, you look good. The Fendi boots, the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, I love the outfit, sis. This, that, and the other. You think I dress like that every single day. Studies show that I don't.
You got 122 comments.
122 comments. I hadn't responded to any. Then, do you know, I hadn't responded to any because they were all about, like, you know, my outfit or the car being mine, except for this one person. This one person commented and said something like, look at her flaunting the slave master's things. Look at her flaunting the slave master's things.
Not the slave master's things.
You should be helping the black community. You should be helping.
Hey, y'all, I ain't gonna lie, man. They sent me this Eufy lock. Think about being on the couch. Someone rings the doorbell. Your child left their key at school and they need you to get off the couch to open the door. Well, you don't have to do it anymore with this Eufy lock. You can open, unlock, see who's at the door all on your phone. It's super easy to install. You can set up with just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. It's keyless entry, so it's no more fumbling for your keys when your hands are full coming from the grocery store. 0.3 second fingerprint recognition. Listen, you put your fingerprint on there, even if you got your bags, you put one finger out there, boop, you get to unlock your door that way. No battery anxiety. You don't have to worry about the battery dying. Quick charging. It's incredible. Also, passcode unlocking and remote control with a 2K clear sight camera so you can see who's at the front door. You're in control anywhere from the app. Enhanced night vision. It's absolutely incredible. No monthly fee either. So unlike other brands that charge a monthly fee, you have recordings locally, and you don't have to pay for the storage. Customer support is on 10. Listen, Eufy is on standby for you 24/7, so you can enjoy a worry-free experience with an 18-month warranty, all backed by our professional customer service team. Listen, you can contact them anytime, telephone, email, or live chat. Okay, listen, you need this Eufy lock. You need to look it up. All you have to do is go to the official website, eufy.com. I just ordered mine, okay? I love this product. It is incredible. It's a game changer. It makes life so much easier, right? So if you have a video doorbell already or any smart lock, it's time to replace it. It's time to replace it. So listen, search Eufy, E-U-F-Y, video lock. Search Eufy Video Lock. That's E-U-F-Y Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. Okay? You can get a complete control of your front door, your life, back door. Incredible. Okay? So search Eufy, E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock.
Your people. And so I'm looking at my Instagram page and I look in the mirror. I look back at my Instagram page. I look at the mirror. I look at his comment and I'm very close and I'm like,
it goes to his profile.
You should be helping the black community. So I click his little icon and I'm on his profile and I see no help of any kind. So I go back to my page, to my regular timeline, and I'm scrolling, help to the black community. Oh, here's more help to the black community. Let me go over to YouTube, where there are more than 250,000 people who get to see all the free help to the black community. And then I go back to this Instagram. You don't, not only do you not get rewarded, but you get heavily criticized when people think they know what you got going on because they think Instagram is real life.
It's not real life.
It's not real life.
And when you got a job, that is real life. It's that entertainment. Life. It's like, we are playing a different game as entrepreneurs because we can't just enjoy social media.
Yeah.
We can't just go in there and play and hang out. And like on your lunch break, you just scroll and you get to laugh. You get to post what you want. Oh, I got, look at this food, bang. Take a little picture, post what you want, do what you want, be in a club mm-hmm. just lit. Mm-hmm. We can't just enjoy it. Mm-hmm. We have to strategize on every post. We have to make sure we are painting the picture of the thing that we want to, like, we want to create in the mind of our customers.
Don't offend nobody.
They got to come up with some content to feed people. Without a job, I don't got to feed nobody. I don't got to give you no motivation or inspiration. I got to come up with no clever tactics.
No.
I can just post. Me and my friends, we're hanging out.
We're hanging out. We're drinking tonight. We're at the strip club.
It's up.
We're at the library. Yes, I went to the strip club last night and you see me posting from church today. Yes, yes, I did, okay? We got to round it out with number 10. We're going to wrap this up here. As an entrepreneur, especially one with influence, especially one who's viral, mm-hmm. especially one with a large community, everybody knows when you failed to the point that you have to pivot and close your doors. You get fired from your job. Don't nobody know but the three people who work in your office.
For sure. And if you even post it, everybody shows love. Yo, I know somebody that can help you out. Yeah. Yo, my job hiring, I could put in a good word. Mm-hmm. They show love. Your friend, oh, you got fired. Yo, let's go out, man. Drinks on me. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Don't let you have to post that you closed your restaurant. I told you that was trash. I told you restaurants didn't make money. They're sharing it. You're going to open up the insights on that post and you're going to see 316 shares. When you don't even get 316 likes on your normal post, you got 316 shares. They're not sharing it in support of you. There's no GoFundMe. They're gossiping. Okay? Mm. They're gossiping. Did you see he had to close his business? Mm-hmm. Did you see he was up and what goes up must come down?
Right. Yo, man, let you have a good day. Y'all made $10,000 this weekend. Couple likes. Let you get a raise at your job, though. Oh, the celebration. Oh,
the celebration. Wait, the hate because you've done $10,000 in a day as an entrepreneur.
Oh, I made $10,000 now you're a scammer.
Today. You're a scammer. You're braggadocious. You're bragging in everybody's faces. How could you talk like this when the majority of the people in your community ain't even making $50,000 a year? But let me get a 23.5-cent raise on my job.
They love
you. The whole world goes nuts.
So proud of you.
So proud of you. Keep going. Keep going. It'll go from team lead to shift manager one day.
Mm-hmm.
One day you can be the CEO of that company. You can be the president of that company, but not the same when you are the founder and visionary of a company and you've hired a CEO, mm-hmm. you've hired a COO. Why you ain't look out for me? You paying mm-hmm. all of that money in these salaries, but you ain't look out for me. You acting brand new now. You're different now. We accomplish big things. Nobody knows because it's us and our small team. So we want to be recognized. We share it with the world. We tell you all about it. We got 1 million downloads on the Social Proof podcast. Somebody's going to say, but the XYZ podcast is better. I feel it, but the XYZ podcast is better. They deserve 1 million views. Well, go watch their video 1 million times. You go do that. No love as an entrepreneur, you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, real quick to our studio audience. Do you have any questions about being an entrepreneur? Do you have any questions about being successful as an entrepreneur?
Yo, here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you listen to this episode and you're in its confirmation, I don't want to be an entrepreneur. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Okay. We saved you a lot of heartache and pain. And if we can talk you out of entrepreneurship in 60 minutes, the world will talk you out of entrepreneurship once you start. So we actually saved you a lot of time. So now let's just go up that corporate ladder. Let's find a good job that gets paid every week or every two. And while you're in that system, you can continue to make some money. A lot of jobs, they give you a raise every year just because. 4% because you're there after your evaluation. And there's check matches and there's 401ks, if that still exists. I don't really understand that. But if you decided, yo, that's not for me, you're right. Congratulations. Uh-huh. Now, for the people who listened to this, and they said, thank you for the heads up.
I'm going to do it anyway.
But I'm ready.
I'm going to do it anyway. If you heard these 10 reasons, if you heard the emphatic reasons that we gave you for not being an entrepreneur, and you're listening and you're like, number one, that ain't phasing me. Number two, that feels hard, but I can get through that. Number three, I can see how that would be an obstacle for everybody else, but it's not going to stop me. If you made it through number 10 and you said, I'm still going to show up and be in the number because the people who are telling us not to be an entrepreneur and giving us these reasons are successful entrepreneurs. If you got the hint, hint and the clue, congratulations.
Yep. Or we're going through the numbers and your mouth starts watering like, ooh, I can't wait to handle that one. Mm. And you're thinking, okay, all right, how am I going to start handling that? Okay, how am I going to handle that? Yeah. Oh, I'm definitely going to handle it. If we could not talk you out of it, congratulations. We really went through the worst of it.
Yeah.
We went through the worst of it.
Yeah, and these were not over-dramatized.
Oh, no.
No, this is real.
We have real scenarios for everything we taught. We're talking from pure experience. Yeah. Like, we're not making stuff up. Like, we've all been through it. Here's what's cool, though. If you can get through all of the stuff it takes to be a successful entrepreneur, you can get through pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Because this is like a physical, mental, emotional battle. Mm-hmm. And if you can get, spiritual.
Spiritual.
If you can get through all of this stuff, I'm telling you, success is on the other end. One of the things we talked about has stopped you. And I don't know who I'm talking to, but one of those things, just put it in the chat. What is the one thing that stopped you? What is the one thing that made you turn around and say, yo, I can't do this anymore? Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of people watching it and they resonate. Mm-hmm. If you would have gotten over that level, every single level gets harder and harder. But when you get to that next level, you find new keys that are going to open new doors at the next level. But you have to figure it out. And here's what's cool. If you are going on a game, level one, you beat that. Level two, level three, you beat that. And you're stuck on level four. It takes you a while to figure it out. Mm. You're stuck on level four. You can't get past it. I'm talking about for days on days, you're trying to get through it. And you finally get past level four. Guess what happens if you have to start all over? You go through one, two, three, four. Easy.
Easy.
And then you get to five. Now you got to figure out five. If you figure out five after days of trying to beat level five and it's just not working and you just can't figure it out, you don't know what the secret is, you're Googling, you're trying to figure it out, how can I do this? And then you get past level five. If you get past level five and the game cuts off, you got to start over. Guess what happens? One, two, three, four, five. Easy.
Please.
I'm floating through those levels now.
Yeah.
But you have to get past the level. So people just quit on the level that they're stuck on.
They quit. Guys, we gave you a whole bunch of reasons to quit. Mm-hmm. Not one of those reasons were valid enough for either of us to quit.
Nope.
So you got to be built for this. We don't really want you to quit if you feel like you can get through this. But we do want you to quit to save yourself some heartache and pain and just a lot of emotional roller coaster. If you know deep down inside, you're not built for this because this is what really happens. These are the clips that don't make it to Instagram. Instagram is not real life. It's the highlight reel only. And I think this was a great episode.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
I think this was good.
You know what's crazy? This was really like therapy. I was having a tough day.
I feel better. Laughter heals the soul. Uh-huh. My headache is gone. I'm still hungry. I'm still on E, but I feel better. The tasks that I have to accomplish, the traffic, I'm ready for it. What I have to do when I get home, I can knock it out because I feel bad. We laugh through this. Also the accountability of knowing that other people not just feel your pain, but have experienced your pain.
Absolutely. Yo, me and Dottie that had like relationship issues.
Yo.
I'm going through it in my relationship. She going through it in her relationship. We get together, have lunch, and we laugh about it. And we look, it wasn't even like I gave her any tips to get through it. She didn't give me any strategy. But we got to get it off our chest.
Yeah.
We laughed about it. And anything you laugh about becomes smaller.
Yeah.
It's so big in your life because you haven't laughed about it yet.
Ooh,
that thing is so big because it's you're so frustrated and you're mad and you're upset. Mm-hmm. And you haven't had a chance to laugh about it. So I believe we done helped some people laugh through their pain.
We done helped some people. We've laughed through our pain.
Absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely.
Period. And if it won't matter in 5 years, it shouldn't matter for you for another 5 minutes. Get your butt up. Get to work. Build this business. Create this legacy. Be the entrepreneur that you deserve to be.
That's a fact. This episode is sponsored by The Morning Meetup, themorningmeetup.com, the only organization that gathers every day to laugh about problems, to learn, grow, community. It is one of the things that saved me as an entrepreneur has been community. If I'm in my house or I'm doing this thing alone, I get stuck because it's me trying to solve a problem that I put myself in. And you can only solve a problem based on the level that you're on. So if you're on level three, you probably got to find somebody who is on level four to teach you how to get at a level three. And I am here to teach you. If you're making under six figures as an entrepreneur, I am here to teach you. The things that's so big in your life, they're small to me. They're funny. They're funny because I can laugh through it. I remember how big it was, but then you laugh about it and become smaller. So if you are looking to really succeed in this entrepreneurial journey, you need not only information, but you need community.
Yeah.
And you need coaching. And we provide all of that in the morning meetup for $399 a year. Every single day, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every single day, Monday through Friday, join us. TheMorningMeetup.com. Donnie Wiggins.
This episode is also brought to you by Six Figure EDU, the most comprehensive development and training platform for coaches, consultants, and course creators. You may have some information. You may be really dynamic at offering a service, helping people to achieve transformational results, but you don't know what it looks like to package that up. You don't know how to price it. You don't know how to market it. You don't know what your messaging is. You need help with all of that. SixFigureEDU.com. SixFigureEDU.com. And you might be an entrepreneur in the service industry and you've already achieved some level of success, but you don't know how to communicate your message to Instagram, to your followers, to your community, to your email list. Post to paid. Post to paid is a community membership group that I have available where I send you 3 text messages every single day to your phone, excluding major holidays, of captions for you to accompany your picture posts, your carousels, your reels with dynamic captions that gets your audience informed and engaged. Check us out.
Boom.
That's what we got, you guys. This has been awesome. I feel better. Thank you, friend.
I too feel better. Listen, subscribe to the channel, okay? Share this with a friend too. This is a good episode to share with a friend.
Yeah.
Okay? Because you're entrepreneurial buddies and y'all need to watch this together. Actually, like, let's just go through it. We're just giving you the warnings before you... You know, the sign that says, hey, warning, alligators are here.
Mm-hmm.
We're just telling you. So you're not surprised by that alligator,
yeah.
Right? And then you start like, you're treading a little lightly because you know, oh, wow, some alligators are here. But now that I know what to expect, I can actually keep moving forward. Okay? So we're just giving you the warning signs.
Warning signs are here. Ch-ch-ch. Go out and kill it. We're out.
Who was that? Hold on. What was that?
sign. Watch somebody makes this a clip. Reese, don't do it.
We out here. Love y'all.
Bye. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.